When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello everyone, welcome back. Straight in there. Sorry, I think I might have given Andrea a bit of a fright there. Like, launched straight in. Welcome back everyone to Private Education, the Smart Sex and Relationships podcast. I'm Ashton Keenan and that is Andrea Doyle.
Hello.
Hello. And we are separate once again because I have a child who is having a severe allergic reaction and I'm staying at home with her. And Andrea has a viral infection, not COVID.
Not can confirm, not COVID, but like just as poxy.
Poxy. Yeah. Viral infections are poxy because you can't do anything about them. You just have to let them ravage your body and then leave.
Honestly. We move.
We move slowly.
We actually don't move. We stay where we are.
No, we stay.
We communicate remotely, but hey-o.
So, last week we talked about how to break up with someone properly, or not properly, but like what the cool things to do, what the not cool things are to do. I don't hope that people broke up with each other, but I hope that if you were planning a breakup, or if you were at a stage in a relationship where you thought, this is interesting info, that maybe you guys listening took it and ran with it. I'm hoping that our advice is put to good use, is what I'm saying to you. Let us know. Please let us know. You haven't done any breaking up since last we spoke, have you?
Me? No. Everyone's delighted about that. Yeah. Great news.
Is he in the room with you as we speak?
No.
He's okay, not. Correct. Okay.
I wouldn't be able to.
That would be awkward if you were. Yeah. And I can't see anything but like your face and your immediate background. So
yeah.
That aside, we had a great episode last week, actually. I thought it flew. Lots of people listened, which is great. And thanks everyone for your ongoing support of Private Education. We really appreciate it, don't we, Dre?
We do. We love, just also at this juncture, I'd like to say we love a review. And if you're going to go and give a review, I mean, 5 stars.
You're always pushing for the five. Like, listen, do you know what? There hasn't been a podcast. If I'm compelled to review a podcast, right? It's going to be either a one-star review or a 5-star review. There's never a time where I'm compelled to review and I'm like, yeah, I'm compelled to tell you that your podcast is bang average. Do you know what I mean?
Like in the middle. Yeah.
Like if I'm going to do it, I'm going to say this is tripe and I regret listening to it and I can't believe I lost those 45 minutes and here's a 1-star. Or I love this podcast. You guys are my world. And here's 5 stars.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. No, we have.
Well, having said that, I don't think I've ever left a 1-star review because I don't think that's fair. You know?
No, I wouldn't do it either. I just wouldn't listen again.
Yeah, that's probably what I do.
Remove my listenage and put it somewhere else. Also, if you want to share it with your pals in like WhatsApp or like on Insta, please let us know. Tag us.
What are we? We're at Private Education Podcast on Instagram and I am at Ashton Keenan and Andrea is at Ash. No, you're not at Ashton. You're at Andrea Jane Doyle.
Correct.
Oh, actually, I wonder, did our friend Rob hear his shout out last week? I don't think he did.
I don't think he did. I think he's slipping. I think maybe he's taken his listeners somewhere else.
Because maybe he has, because I think he would have called us out on our shit.
I think he would have been straight into the group chat giving us.
Yeah. Anyway, will we move on? So this week, we got a listener query from a listener. What is wrong with me? Only half my brain's working this week, as per. Anyway, I got an email in actually. So Andrea hasn't heard this yet. I have had a read and had a think, but Andrea hasn't heard it. So here's your, give me your first listen reaction after this. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So this is a woman who has emailed us in. She's 24. She says, "Hey gals, just looking for some advice if you don't mind." We don't mind. "I've just gotten with this unreal guy." Unreal. Like, I love that word. Bored with this gal already. "I've just gotten with this unreal guy. We dated for like 5-6 months before we made it official. He's so great. I definitely love him, but haven't worked up the courage to tell him. Lol." She put in the lol, not me.
No, I love that.
"Anyway, last night we were chatting and we always have these long in-depth conversations, but we were talking about our number, i.e. how many people we've had sex with. He went first and I was so shocked by what he said. He's been with over 100 people. We are both 24. Honestly, it straight away made me see him so different. I don't know why. My number is only 3, so obviously a big difference. 3 includes him, by the way, lol." There she is again, lol. "3 includes him, by the way, lol. Like, is he just mad for the ride? And is he never going to commit to me long term because he needs to have sex with loads of people? I'm just scared to get any more involved. And also, I genuinely think it's a little icky that he's been with so many people. He did tell me before we started going out that he recently got an STI check. And now I understand why." "Anyway, thanks so much. Sorry it was such a long-winded thing. Kiss, kiss." Don't apologize for long-windedness. We need the details. And in actual fact, we love the details.
I love the context. Give me the context.
So what's your first impression or first thought? What's the first thing that crossed your mind there, Joy?
I think the thing that's popped into my head is like how they've been, she said, how long have they been going now? 5 or 6 months?
We dated for like 5 to 6 months, yeah. Before we made it official.
Okay, and how long are they official? Does it say? I can't remember.
She doesn't say, but it says, "I've just gotten with this unreal guy. We dated for 5 or 6 months before we made it official." So I'm guessing around 6 months, yeah. 7 months maybe.
So I think my first question would be, in the last 5 or 6 months, has he been sleeping with anyone else? That's where my mind went straight away. Mm-hmm. I don't think people's number is... I understand why, given the way we deal with this kind of sex and relationships in society, 100 seems like a lot. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. But if you think about, I'm just going to break it down maths wise, right? So stay with me.
Oh, I love this because you know, I could not break anything down maths wise.
Yeah. So if you think about this, right, if it's 100 people,
okay,
over 4 years, that's 25 people. How many weekends are there in a summer? And if you go out on a night out and are having one night stands over those weekends, or if you go away on a holiday and you're having one night stands when you're on your holidays, which, by the way, I'm not making any judgments about.
Yeah.
That number could easily rack up. You know what I mean?
I'm how just long is take out my giant calculator here?
Yeah.
Okay. So there are 52 weekends in a year.
Oh yeah.
Because there's 52 weeks.
No, I asked in a summer, but that's okay. You're all
okay,
right.
Okay, sorry.
The 12.
Oh, if you put it that way. All right, yeah. So let's say he's been having sex since he was, the average is probably set 16, 17 for yeah. men. So say he's been having sex for 7 years, right? There's 52 weekends. Okay, hang on. 52 times 7 is 364. Divided by 100 equals 3.64. I don't know what that means, but I get the feeling that just means he'd have to ride someone once every 3 weeks.
Correct.
Over the course of 7 years. Mm-hmm. Which doesn't seem excessive when you put it that way.
No. So the number isn't something that I would get my knickers in a twist about. My problem is, I think as an indication of his commitment, my question would be, because that seems to be where she's where her problem is. It's like, yeah, will he ever commit? What's he, yeah. In the last 5 or 6 months, has he slept with other people, or have you two been dating and then gone official. And sometimes that means different things, like, because I have been seeing people before and it's only been the two of us seeing each other, but we haven't made it official. And making it official wasn't, we're not going to do anything with anyone else. It was more, we're now going to start referring to each other as boyfriend and girlfriend, and I'm going to introduce you to the people in my life. So,
but I think even if, right, so even if, like, when they were dating for 5 or 6 months, like she said, if they weren't official, mm-hmm. and they kind of both acknowledged that they weren't official, and he was sleeping with other people in the interim,
yeah,
like, that might have been something that was okay with her and with him, you know what I mean? They,
yeah,
they might have mutually been like, yeah, we're not official, so, you know,
knock yourself out,
yeah, whatever. I definitely think the fact that they've made it official, and I'm presuming, I mean, because I, you know, anecdotally, the majority of relationships in Ireland certainly are monogamous as opposed to polyamorous or open, or, you know, I'm assuming that when they say official, they mean that they've gone monogamous, and this is her worry. Like, I mean, do you think that his quite large number, relatively large number, I should say, means that commitment is not possible for him?
I don't think so. Like, I have no information about this person.
No.
Other than what we've been given. But I don't think number is an indication of that whatsoever.
No, neither do I. And I mean, I think, you know, like, say, for instance, when we were talking there about his, like, the average over the course of time, like, say he was in another relationship for even, you know, 3 of those years or 4 of those years, that's still not, like, a huge, huge, huge number. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's still feasible that he could have kind of slept around. I'm just going to Google something, because, you know, your one, I'm just, now that we're talking about numbers, you know, your one, Stifler's mom from American Pie.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Go with me on this. Right. Her name is Jennifer Coolidge. Hang on, I'm just going to Google this article that I read. So here it is. So her name is Jennifer Coolidge, and she recently, very, very recently, I think maybe a couple of months ago, came out and said that she had around 200 sexual encounters following her famous role in American Pie over 2 decades ago. So she said, so her character is, like, quote unquote, a MILF. So she said, this is her quote, she told Variety magazine, "I got a lot of play at being a MILF, and I got a lot of sexual action from American Pie. There were so many benefits to doing that movie. I mean, there would be like 200 people that I would never have slept with." And you know what? Like, she's an icon, first of all.
But, yeah.
Like, I love that as a woman, she was like, oh my God, like, there would have been at least 200 people that I would never have boned. Like, how deadly is that she's saying that? Because doesn't it normalize having what is perceived as a high number?
Absolutely. 100%. 100%. It's brilliant. And I think one of the other things that I'd ask the listener that shared the story with us is part of your problem, and I'm not saying it is, but if somebody has a number of 100 and you mentioned your number of 3, is there a comparison happening?
Mm-hmm.
And is that something that you're trying to draw kind of conclusions from too? Because everybody's so different. Do you know what I mean? So everybody, the types of relationships people want to have, the way that they start to have sex when they're younger, the types of relationships that they enter into, it's all so different. And, like, that shouldn't be, it shouldn't be trying to find somebody with your same number either. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be like, I've had this many and you've had that many, so that, you know, we're in the same ballpark. It doesn't work like that.
No, I don't think so. And I also would like to point out, and I don't know how you feel about this, but I would imagine you'd probably agree. And I'm going to ask you your number in a second. So if you're going to try and lie, make up your lie now while I talk. Anyway.
Okay. I don't know. Okay.
What do you mean you don't know? Your account then, Jennifer Coolidge. Jesus Christ. So what I'm going to ask, or what I'm going to say, is I don't think that quantity determines quality. So
no.
I am going to break it down here now and say how many I've had. Actually, I'm going to say I've had less than 10 or fewer than 10 sexual partners. And I would like to think that over the course of my time having the ride, I have had great quality sex with those people that I've had sex with. And I've always felt safe, and I've always felt you know, everything has always been respectful, and I have never left a sexual encounter feeling anything less than pretty good about myself, you know. Mm-hmm. So in terms of like pleasure as well, I've fairly consistently been successful in my pursuits, and my number isn't incredibly high, but that doesn't mean I haven't had good sex. And I think that's something I would say to her as well. Just because you've had 3 and he's had 100 or more than 100,
mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean that you've had a better, or sorry, that he has had a better time. He has had a great time with more people, granted, but that doesn't mean that, like, you with those 3 people, you could have been doing all sorts. You could have been, you know, flat out having sex outdoors, and you know, you have some kind of sex dungeon, and you have toys and whips and chains. Like, we don't know. You could be doing all sorts of those 3 people, mm-hmm. and he could be having like 15 pumps of missionary 19 times a week. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
we don't know what's going on with his sex life. So I would say that I do think that if you are worried about comparison, and if you're worried about, okay, well, my number is so much less than his, that doesn't reflect on your experience level. It doesn't reflect on how well you know your body, how well you know other people's bodies. It doesn't reflect on that at all, as far as I'm concerned. So that's where I stand on that one. Now, Andrea, I saw you counting.
Thanks. I just needed a moment. My number is also less than 10.
Okay, great.
Yeah, and I would agree. I don't think the correlation, like, it doesn't matter how many, it's the quality. It's, and I think the partners that you have, sometimes you're not even in a relationship, but you just have good sex, and that is the relationship. Do you know what I mean? So it's like,
yeah, like a fuck buddy scenario. Is that what we're referring to here?
Oh yeah, but I also mean relationships where, like, you say you're in a relationship and you're not really, because do you know what I'm trying to say? Like, oh, you don't, yeah, do much else other than that. So, like, yeah, both. Like that, yeah, they yeah, can, yeah, both. They can both happen too. But yeah, yeah.
So I'm glad
I did that little count there now.
Yeah. Well, at least you have it down. Yeah,
there you go.
I'm gonna go through. So I'm just looking at this piece here that I read, and it's actually really funny because there are other celebrities that have given their
numbers. Mm-hmm. Stop it.
So Mariah Carey, interestingly, says. She told Cosmopolitan, I haven't been with that many, but there has been a variety pack. Now, straight away, I'm thinking cereal. I'm thinking a mini cornflakes, a mini Cocoa Pops. Like, why is Mariah Carey having sex with a variety pack of cereal? I don't know. She says, I've only been with 5 people in my life, so I'm kind of a prude, honestly, compared to most others in the field. And I presume by the field, she means other celebrities. And indeed, 5 is a little bit less than someone like, say, Mick Jagger, who, it says here, by one estimate, Mick Jagger has slept with 4,000 women over the course of his life. And then he says, in retrospect, I think that may have been a low figure. So, mother of God, can we do the math on that? I'm going to get the big calculator out again.
What age is Mick Jagger?
How old is Mick Jagger?
You're sitting in front... Google it.
I'm sitting in front of a Google, I know. We'll guess he's 75, right?
Great. We'll just go 75.
4,000, conservative 4,000 divided by, so say he started riding when he was 15, just because that makes the maths easy for me. So say that's 60 years of boning.
Yeah.
Divided by 60. Okay, that's 60 people a year.
Now, do you know what? When you put it like that, for Mick Jagger, that doesn't seem like a big...
That's actually grand. Because I remember, hang on a sec, let me see, can I find the bit about Russell Crowe? Or not Russell Crowe, Jesus Christ, I'm going to get sued for libel. Russell Brand. So Russell Brand said... Oh yeah, Russell Brand estimates his magic number runs into the thousands. The comedian may now be happily married, blah, blah, blah. But in his heyday, he claimed that the number of people he had bedded is a disgusting word, was up there at the 1,000 mark. And he said on The Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson, I was having sex with different women 3, 4, 5 times a day.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And he says, in Ireland, 9 in one evening.
What?
Yeah. I don't know why he pinpointed Ireland. Are we just mad for Russell Brand?
Pardon me. Big appetite.
We are. Yeah. And then Charlie Sheen told Maxim magazine, he said, if you want me to take a wild guess, I'll say 5,000. And he's only 56. Mother of wheat, divine. Hang on, let me get the big calculator.
She's a big calculator. Guys, when I say big calculator, it is comically big.
But it is comically big. 5,000 women divided by, say, he's been boning for 40 years, which would have made him 16 at his first bone.
Yeah.
Is 125 people a year. So 365 divided by 125 is three people a day that man would have to sleep with.
I am shocked, but I'm also so proud of you using that calculator. Like, it's a very mixed emotional feeling.
Thank you very much. What sort of life do you have to be living? Like, what did he just do? Did he ring someone up and go, I need my breakfast ride, and then same at lunch, same at dinner? Was it just like a meal time for him?
Maybe it was. And also, that's the average. So maybe some days were quieter and other days were not so quiet, you know?
But it would pretty much, like, so say if we rounded them all into the weekend, like three people a day, what's 3 times 6? I'm not getting the calculator out again.
3 times 6 or 3 times 7 days in a week? 21.
21. So say there were 7 days. Ain't no calendar or calculator in the world at the time of that. So 21 people. So say he was having to bone 21 people a week. You'd have to be basically having a large orgy every weekend for his entire adult life.
Yeah.
Where did he get the time to make 2.5 men? and all the films that he was in.
Well, is it not ironic that number is probably 2.5 women a day? Yeah. And he's in a show called 2.5 Men. I'm just saying.
That is actually irony at work. Like, whoa. I actually can't cope. Oh, here, Amy Schumer. Sorry, just to bring in another woman who has told her number. Amy Schumer discussed the number of sexual partners she'd had. To date, I've slept with 28 people. I can't remember all of their names, but I remember the nicknames I gave them. Third ball, pitbull guy, JK, 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 JK. Amy Schumer's dad.
Oh, I was hoping for that list.
Although, didn't you and I used to nickname people that you were dating?
Yeah.
Instead of giving them their real names, because they weren't significant enough to, like.
No, absolutely not. Yeah. Some of them, what were some of them? Let me think.
I'm trying to think of some of them without being really offensive, because some of the names we chose were not very kind.
No, they weren't.
Like, we may.
They weren't.
No.
No, we're going to pause that game.
We'll just park that. So, I think the other thing that I wanted, just to swing back around to the girl's question, she says, is he ever going to commit to me long term? And I don't think that has to be a worry. In fact, look, there are many reasons why you might question someone's commitment levels. And I don't think their number should be one of them, frankly.
No.
There are other things, you know. What I would probably be more concerned about would be, you know, how he treated the people he had sex with. Was he respectful? Was he safe? Was he, was it all consensual? Like, mm-hmm. you know, all those things. I would look at how he was with his sexual partners rather than how many there were. And I would also question, you know, like that he said he had an STI check, which indicates to me that, like, he cares about his sexual health and he cares about the sexual health of his partners, which,
yeah,
frankly, is a quite a grown up thing. Because there are plenty, plenty of people who have never had an STI check, mm-hmm. and, you know, just play it fast and loose with the old, like, you know, the different diseases you can get, which is, yeah, not great. But she also says, where did she say it here now? I'm scared to get any more involved. And I also think, I also genuinely think it's a little icky that he's been with so many people. That to me seems like it might be an inbuilt like judgment around sex. So mm-hmm. I think you'll agree, like, what we try to do on the podcast is break down those kind of traditional and old-fashioned ways of thinking about sex and people's sex lives and stuff like that. So I think, you know, thinking that it's icky, I can understand completely. I, you know, absolutely understand that, why that would occur to you. But I think, you know, removing that judgment and trying to be a bit more liberal and a bit more open-minded about things might be, you know, advisable.
Yeah.
Sorry, go on, love.
I was going to say, because you're absolutely mad about him and he's unreal until you find out his number. So then it's icky. Do you know what I mean? So him as a person up until that point was giving you no red flags by all sounds, by all accounts. Yeah, yeah. And I think you're right. One of the things that kind of was like a green flag for me was the fact that he'd gone and gotten himself tested before they started dating, or was it before they went official, whenever it was. But that's somebody that's in control of the situation. It's not somebody that's just unaware of, like, you know, a large number and what that could mean if you're not healthy about it and you're not taking care. So and that's not to say if you only had two or three sexual partners that you shouldn't get tested either, but I just mean in terms of then, like, statistically, the bigger the number, the bigger chance you have. That's not to say that, like, the first person that you sleep with isn't going to be the person that, you know, you contract an STI from. That's mm-hmm. you know, very unfortunate if that was the case. But I think that's really, really important. And yes, I absolutely agree. This is the type of safe space where we try to break down stereotypes and challenge the kind of status quo when it comes to the Irish perception, mm-hmm. particularly because that's our perspective and our, you know, that's what we have to offer.
Yeah.
Because we've been so oppressive in this conversation for so long that it's fantastic to have people being able to actually say this to each other and be like, this is my number. Do you know what I mean? And, like, it's important. And I don't think it's indicative. A big number is not indicative of somebody that isn't willing and ready to settle down. No. It's probably someone that just lived a life.
Yeah. And, like, I also think, like, promiscuity shouldn't be, and let's be honest, 100 people, that's fairly, you know, loosey-goosey with who you're riding. No judgment, no shade.
No,
But I think promiscuity is viewed completely negatively, and it shouldn't be. And the kind of the icky thing, that's probably so embedded into you. As a woman, firstly, like, we are taught that, you know, sex with multiple people is not something that good girls do, or not mm-hmm. something that nice girls do, and that's ridiculous, obviously. And it's a total double standard. And, you know, the fact that, like, I just like you to think about, okay, why do you think it's icky? What in you, what has been given to you by society or by your upbringing or by your religion or by your parents or whatever, that makes you think that someone who's had a lot of sex is inherently icky, even though, like you said, Andrea, up until this point, you've really, really liked the person. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think judging someone by their number is necessarily fair, but also it doesn't make them it doesn't make them less than. What would make someone less than is if they slept with 100 people and were dickheads to them. I don't, mm-hmm. you know, we're not here for disrespect. We're not here for ghosting someone. We're not here. Like, there's a lot of things we're not here for, but having a lot of sex is not one of them. And it might just be an innate like sense of low, you know, having multiple sexual partners is wrong. That has yeah. been given to us, you know, by movies and by education and by whatever, by religion and by, you know, just it comes at us from all angles, really. Mm-hmm. That, like, the more sexual partners you have, the less you are as a person. And so it might be worth having to think about that, you know, thinking about it logically and taking away any judgment if you can at all. Because like you've said at the start, you really like this person, you're in love with them, and I don't think the number should be a make or break thing.
No.
So she apologized for having a long-winded question, and we are going to apologize for having such a long-winded answer, because that took us about half an hour.
It did, but I'm glad we kind of spoke through it, because we covered a couple of bits and bobs there which I think are important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if anyone else is listening and they're thinking they have number problems, or they, well, I mean, if you're looking to have some maths thing solved, get in touch with Andrea the physicist. if you're looking to talk about sex, get in touch with Ashling the podcast host, because that calculator only does so much.
Yeah.
I only figured out today what the percentage button does.
What do you mean?
I am 34, and I figured out today that you can just say, like, there's a little button on my calculator with a percentage yeah. symbol on it. And I needed to figure out a percent earlier. And instead of having to go online and just type into Google how much is 20% of 750 euro, I went onto my calculator and I did that, and I pressed the little percent button and I got an answer. Now, don't get me wrong, I Googled it just to check.
Yeah, to be sure we were right. Yeah.
But it turns out that's what the percentage button does on the calculator.
Well done.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, my friend Andrea, who literally has a PhD in medical physics, who was judging me harshly with her eyes.
No, I'm not. I'm very proud.
I know you're proud, but I can see that you're like, what is wrong with this person? Like, she's.
I'm not. No judgment here. I'm so glad that you. I'm so glad that the calculator is being used. I'm so glad that you took it upon yourself to do the maths in this episode. Huge news.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Just before we wrap up, something very important we wanted to chat about. So this month is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And I think it's the whole month of October, every October. And I think it started in like the 80s, the late 80s or something like that. But I'm going to give you some. First of all, I'm going to actually give you the number for womensaid.ie. So if you're listening to this and you are in some kind of situation that makes you uncomfortable or is violent or abusive or emotionally abusive, physically abusive, whatever it is, the Women's Aid website is womensaid.ie, and the free phone number that you can get 24 hours a day, 7 days a week is 1-800-341-900. So I'll say that at the start and I'll repeat it again at the end, and I will also put lots and lots of details, both Women's Aid and Safe Ireland and a load of other places that you can contact for assistance if you or your children or someone you know needs advice or accommodation or help out of a situation. So the statistics on this, Andrea, have you ever read any of these statistics?
I have, but tell me.
I actually couldn't believe it, frankly, if I'm honest. So it says on the Women's Aid website, 1 in 4 women have been abused by a current or former partner. 1 in 4. That is high.
Think of your friend group. Think of
this is what I mean.
Yeah, it's shocking.
Like, if I have, okay, conservative estimate, I have like 20 good friends, mm-hmm. female friends. Like, that would make me go, okay, who among them? Like, mm-hmm. how am I not, like, oh, I can't even wrap my head around it. The European Union Fundamental Rights Agency did a survey thingy, like a study, I should say, in 2014. And it said that 14% of women in Ireland have experienced physical violence in a relationship, and 12% of women have experienced stalking in a relationship, or like after a relationship, obviously,
yeah.
You know, or maybe in a relationship as well. And in 2018, Safe Ireland did a study that showed that 53,627 calls were answered by domestic violence services. That's in 1 year in 2018, 53,500 calls.
Those numbers are...
That's terrifying.
Yeah, it is. It doesn't bear to think that somebody could be in a situation in this day and age, in this country. We forget mm-hmm. that we're not above, we're like, just because, you know, we've come a long way, this is still a massive, massive fundamental issue in our society.
Yeah. And sorry, one last statistic which actually made me nearly cry. Now, I'm not much for crying, but this nearly got me. It's horrendous. Midwifery Matters did a survey in 2012 that showed that pregnant women are 60% more likely to experience domestic violence. I can't wrap my head around why. Like, why are pregnant women 60% more likely? Like, surely it should be the other way around. Surely, if you are pregnant, your partner or your ex or whatever should be less inclined to want to be physical with you. Like, I just can't get my head around it. So if any of this has affected you, if any of these statistics are relevant to you, first of all, I'm very sorry that you're in a situation like that. And if there was something I could do personally, I would. But save for that, I think we will... I'll call out the Women's Aid number again. So womensaid.ie, and the number is 1800 341 900, and that is free. It's free 24/7. And actually, a lot of the websites that you go on, which we will list in the show notes, a lot of the websites you go on have these safe exit buttons. So basically, you can, if you're browsing one of these things at home and you don't necessarily feel safe, or you think someone might come up and look over your shoulder, or someone might look on your phone or whatever, there's like a safe exit button that you can click that will take you off the website really quickly, which I think is...
That's phenomenal.
Yeah, it's really good. So yeah, those are the statistics, those are the numbers, and I will put more of that in the show notes. And it's worth talking about, because, and it's worth, this is why they have things like Domestic Violence Awareness Month, to bring... To get people chatting about it, to get people, you know, sharing those numbers, and to make sure that as many people as possible know that there are things you can do, there are safe things you can do, there are things you can do, there are people that can help you, basically, if you feel like you're in a situation that you can't get yourself out of. And I think, like, one of the kind of key things is, and I remember hearing this before, and I don't actually have the... I don't have the source, but I remember hearing that one of the most dangerous times for a person who's trying to leave an abusive relationship is when they try to leave, like the day they try to leave, or the days after they do leave. Those are apparently the most dangerous times, because the abusive partner is basically like, they realize that their reign of terror has come to an end.
Absolutely.
So if leaving an abusive relationship is something that you're considering, don't do it without help, basically. And those agencies are there, and they can advise you, and they can, like, they're not going to necessarily intervene, so you don't have to be worried about that. It's all very discreet and confidential and everything. Mm-hmm. They are there to give you a hand should you need it.
Absolutely. And I'm sure there are places as well on those websites that people can donate to help support these wonderful resources that are there for these people that really, really are in need. So if you need the help, we will list, as Aisling said, in the show notes, they'll be there. But if you're interested in how you can help to support the charities that help support the people that need this help, have a look through the links as well, and hopefully you'll find somewhere that you'll be able to point that donation, or point the resources that you might have and might be able to support there too.
There's lots of places, there's definitely lots of places you can donate money. Okay, Well, I think we wrap it up there, Dre. What do you reckon?
I think so.
Great. And what episode are we on here? Is this episode 11? Is next week our last one for the season? I haven't.
I think it might be.
Oh, Jesus. That's crept up on me.
That has flown.
It has flown. You were swanning off around LA for most of it, you wagon.
I was in my life.
Anyway,
okay. All time.
We will speak to you next week, and until then, stay safe.
Have fun.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.